This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Game. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:04. Seems like the perfect time. It's bright out, at least. What time did the sun come up today? Like with the time change, like 7:15 maybe, something like that.
I don't know. I didn't look. I'm still just trying to
figure it all out.
7:11 is sunset tonight, though.
7:29 this morning.
Oh. 7:29. That seems reasonable, right? The sky's lightening before that. Anyway, If in case you didn't know, we sprung forward yesterday. We sprung forward. Yeah. We didn't sprang forward. Okay. Who cares? happy Monday, everyone. Oh, my God. It's a delight. I'm going to start with a death. Let's just get that out of the way. It's not from coronavirus.
Good.
It's from the 90s. We did have a little bit of fun over the break figuring out how to pronounce this guy's name. This is a man that you would absolutely recognize. You must have seen pictures of him.
I haven't.
He's been in... Pull up a picture of Max von Sydow. Max von Sydow. There is some variation in how people pronounce his name. I think when we first started talking about this, we said Max von Sydow because it's spelled S-Y-D-O-W. I guess it's Swedish, though. Max von Sydow. So we looked up the pronunciation, and I don't know. There doesn't seem to be a perfectly cohesive answer to that. Recognize him, Ben?
Game of Thrones guy?
Yeah, he was on, you know, I'm not seeing who he played, although his face is so recognizable. I feel like he played, could he have been the head of the Night's Watch? The original one in the early seasons? I figure out what his character's name was. I'm trying to think who that was. It's not him, though. It's not. Now that I think of it, that guy was heavier. Anyway, this Max von...
Three-eyed Raven.
Oh, right! He's the dude that's part of the tree.
That's right.
He's all rooted up in the tree.
He's the person that Bran
nutted up, right?
He
Bran goes to him, and he's the three-eyed raven.
I don't remember
the guy's
him.
Training him. He's taking him to all the various places as they're observing things from the past.
Oh.
Remember him?
No.
Okay. Well, that guy was 90 years old, and he has passed away. Let's see. 49, he debuted in a Swedish film called Only a Mother. He starred in close to 200 film and TV productions. He was in Star Wars. They had a whole list of things here. Of course, I'll never find them. But anyway, rest in peace to Max von Sydow. Can you find the pronunciation that we found on Google?
Yeah, sure.
So it's, let's see. They're not saying what he died of. I'm going to say it was the 90s. But who knows what he was battling. Well, yeah, they're not telling you. They're not giving us.
Most of us will be very happy with 90.
Be lucky to get 90. Mm-hmm. Especially to be, and he's been working all the way through, it seems. I mean, I don't know when the Three-Eyed Raven last made an appearance on Game of Thrones. Maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So right up into his late 80s.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Not that he died. But
no,
that
right. That he had a long, illustrious career. That's like 70 years of acting. 1949, right? That's 50, 60, 70 years-ish. Close.
In a business that's trying to get rid of you all the time.
The minute you turn 30, you're out. That one sounds... Dov. Max von Sydow. That's even a different one than the one we heard. See, there's, I don't know, there's no, like, there's no coalition of name pronunciation. Everyone's got their own thing. Max von Sydow. Now this is Russian. Let's see. Let's get to the music charts. Oh, man. Is this little baby guy here? Is he the one that we got the
No, that's
Da Baby.
That's correct. So,
okay, all right.
Oh, so there's Lil Baby and
Da Baby. Da Baby. Baby punches chicks right in the face.
Oh, what a spoiler.
Well.
What are you talking about?
Da Baby. He was, he's in a fight with a lady now. Well, he's trying to make it up to her. He's walked in someplace, and people are like, oh my God, it's Da Baby. It's Da Baby. Or, you know, whatever. There's, maybe some of them are mistakenly saying, it's Lil Baby. It's Lil Baby. They were wrong. Da Baby. They got their phones out. They've got their flashes on or whatever. Maybe they're even just running like Instagram Live, so they got to have some kind of light shining. He puts it in front of the guy's face. This woman does. He just, and it hits his face.
Should I pull that video up?
Yeah, you might as well, now that we're talking about it, even though it has nothing to do with this, with the charts, because Da Baby is different from Lil Baby.
Yeah, but when you say a guy punched a chick, that's a big...
Wait till you see it, too. Mm-hmm. So this is a guy who is a fighter. Like, some guy challenged him.
Yeah,
this goes at him. Look, Da Baby puts him on the ground. The guy hit him so hard, the guy's pants
Vaughn
fell down.
I think Vaughn showed me that video. He knocked him out. Dude has pants to his knees.
Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with the pants on the ground.
You know what? Some of these cats have built their rep for real.
Yeah. No, that guy punished him.
It's hard to see. Let me see.
All right. So you got to see him.
You have to know what you're looking for here.
Who is he?
Right there.
He's the red hat.
He's in red. Yeah, he's walking through a crowd.
So he looks like Santa.
Yeah, do you see that?
He punches hard and hits a girl.
That flashlight, though, is that phone.
So it's not even her phone. He punches past. He's blinded by the light, punches past the light, clocks a lady. And she's all, ow.
Well, yeah.
So he's now, she lured right the F up.
Well, how do you not?
Yeah.
You just got punched. Have you ever been punched in the face?
She says that I have not been punched with a closed fist.
Yeah.
No, I've never been punched in the face with a closed fist.
It hurts.
I bet she was pretty badly hurt.
Actually, they're saying they couldn't see a mark on her when they... This is, you know, from TMZ. Who knows? She lawyered up. This guy punched me in the face. It's on video.
The adrenaline alone, you can't believe, like, the spike you get when you're hit.
He's now all over Instagram
saying sorry,
apologizing, and let's meet, and you know, I can make this right. And
so what is his story? He just didn't know.
He said that he was hit in the head with a phone
and just punched whoever
and just lashed out, and the lady's like, that was not my phone, that's some other lady's phone. But either way, who cares who it was? You're a celebrity, you're surrounded by bodyguards, and people are standing there trying to get your picture, and one thing touches you and you punch?
You know, I'll tell you something.
Restrain that.
We were talking about people going to jail earlier, and I used to get in a lot of trouble. It was all party related, which is no excuse for some of my, you know, bad behavior. And yet, it wasn't like I was a violent criminal, is
right.
My point. Nonetheless, there is a point where you go, I've had enough trouble. I'm over it. I don't want to be in trouble anymore.
Like, I'm going to get past all the things I have to do to get past this and then never get in trouble again.
Dude, you've made it. Stop punching people.
Stop punching out into the world.
You don't need to be dragged into lawsuits every other day.
Well, it's the way he got on Instagram immediately afterward, it seems like maybe he's starting to learn that lesson.
He's ready.
Yeah. Although the other guy, though, that he beat up, that guy attacked him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's self-defense, I guess. To a point. You know, once somebody's down, are you still defending yourself? Or just punishing them for being such an animal?
Yeah, that's...
So last week, it came out that some Journey members are suing other Journey members, and everyone's mad at everybody in Journey. Well, the guy who left the band in 1997, his name is Steve Perry.
Uh-huh.
You might be familiar with him. They sing all the Steve Perry songs still. This is not about that lawsuit. This is just sort of what's come out as a result of this, because it turns out he wasn't on the guys who say they own Journey's name side. He was on the side of the guys that just got kicked out or quit or something. Steve Perry has not been the lead singer of Journey for 23 years. But anytime they do anything, any touring, any records, he makes bank.
Well,
and
sure.
The reason is, so the current members of Journey are wrapped up in a lawsuit, and it's brought out some details about this deal that he made in 1997. So 23 years ago, he's just like, guys, I'm not going to do it anymore. But you can't do it either unless I get 50% of whatever Neil or John makes, whichever is higher.
That's the wording in the contract?
For their first two tours, he made, no matter what they made, he got 50% of that, whoever made the most. Then, for their third tour, he got 25%. And then for every tour after that, 12.5%. So if they're still touring...
He has a good agent.
It includes any profits that they made from ticket sales, merchandise, or sponsorships. If they made it, he made it too. And he made the same deal for any albums they released, so he still makes money on
those. From his own bed. From his bed at home in... Where's he live?
Merced? I don't know.
Someplace like...
Right, like middle of nowhere. Sorry, Merced. You're wonderful. I don't even know where you are. That's how, you know, that's how perfect you would be for Steve Perry to live there. Since Steve left the band, they've released 4 albums and an EP, and they've toured almost nonstop.
Yeah.
So he makes a ton of money. Their Eclipse tour alone ran from 2011 to 2017. 232 shows. That was the longest running tour they've ever done. And Steve Perry got, well, by then, I guess he was only getting 12.5%. I know.
Hit songs, though. You know?
If you're going to keep on performing those songs. Oh, here he is. This is it. Be there, standing by the light. Once she gets to where she's going to. Ah, can you feel it? Can you feel it? This guy, by the way, this was the last album he was singing any major
Greg
songs
Raleigh.
On. Yeah.
Remember, too.
Like the difference between their voices. We don't need you, man.
I forget what date you said there, but there was a point where Neil Sean found this kid Arnell on YouTube.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So it must coincide with the finding of this new singer, because otherwise they weren't touring before that, were they?
I don't know what they were doing. Right, because who would have sung the songs? So he left the band in 97, it's saying in this. I don't know when they found Arnell Pinea or whatever his name
like
is.
07.
Like, they were not touring.
Right.
And then they found this guy and they were able to go back out.
So I wonder, because there was the first two tours he was supposed to make 50%. Who knows?
Maybe the guys signed the deal because they're like, how can we ever go out and play? Who's right. going to do the songs?
Sure, we'd be happy to pay you.
Who's going
to
see that?
Right. Oh, we found this guy? And it turns out we're going to tour again. Yikes. All right, it's 8:26. Vincent, what is coming up in this? By the way, not a single coronavirus story this hour. We managed to deviate so far off the path of the stories we were doing that we avoided it altogether.
I have a karaoke bar story for you after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.